Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you got it.
Welcome back to hour number two of Around the House with Eric G. If you're listening on the podcast, if you're just catching us for the first time, this is where we talk home improvement each Saturday from noon to two, all over the Radio Northwest Network and locally here in Portland. I want you to join in the conversation because we've been talking about a bunch of stuff. Right now, we've been going to wrap up talking about kind of storm prep, earthquake prep. 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. And I want you to follow our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. And if you missed what we were talking about this last hour here, don't worry. It's going to be up anywhere you listen to your podcasts. Apple iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever. It's going to be out there on the interweb, so you can check it out on your own time. So, all right, Dane, well, thanks for coming back in here.
Absolutely. All right. Missed out last week.
I know it. Well, you were working a lot of six-day weeks, brother, so it's good that you got a little bit of R&R. I mean, I took mine during the week this week.
Yep.
Down in Vegas playing foodie town down there. This was not the hangover movie deal. This was more of relaxing, a little bit of pool time, a little bit of nice restaurants, a few cocktails. If you watched my show, Tease, you might have seen that picture of margaritas at Sammy Hagar's Cabo Wabo, but that was a good time.
I'm jealous. I wish I was there.
Maybe next time, brother. Next time. So, hey, I just want to put a nice little bow around what we were talking about last hour. We had some great calls at 503-417-9595, but I wanted to just kind of wrap the subject up because there are a lot of things here. You know, we were talking about food and all this other stuff and water, but one of the things you need to think about is power, because you need to have a flashlight. You need to have all those things. You need to have some way to charge your cell phone. So having a car that's gassed up, if you always run around with your car at least 3/4 of the way full, guess what? You're going to have a fair amount of power source for charging phones and things like that. If you have an inverter, you can do that. As well as I want to talk about one of my favorite flashlight companies, Coast Products. They're a Portland brand, guys. They're right here. They make great knives. They make great multi-tools, so you can open things up and have a tool, little tool pouch, all-in-one tool. And then they make some ridiculous flashlights. Now, that's the flashlight I gave away during the What Tools Inside. You've got one of those things,
man. I do, man. That thing's awesome.
Oh, you could just about, it's the, I could run over with my car flashlight kind of flashlight. You know,
doesn't matter if you drop it, put it in water, it'll always, it's got your back. It's right there with you.
And what's cool is that some of the ones, like I've got a bigger one at home now, this one here, I can actually run batteries off of it, or it has its own battery that I can plug in and charge from a car charger or anything else like that. So you can use it, run the batteries. If you've got batteries, great. If you run out of batteries, you can still plug it in to a USB and charge it that way. So it's pretty handy. You can use it a couple different ways, and that way you've always got light, lanterns, all that other stuff. You're set up. So some of that's going to come down to comfort and security, because you want to be able to see and get around so you're not getting hurt, as well as you want to be able to protect yourself out there, and being able to see what's going on is going to be a key to that. So always think about the power aspect of it, as well as communication. You need to be able to communicate to people. So having a weather radio, or having a car with a weather radio, or just being able to listen to stations you're listening to now, you know, having that. Not so many people have that transistor AM/FM weather radio that they used to. You know, I've got one that that I keep in my office, home office. It's just a crank up, weather emergency radio. Mm-hmm. If you need it, you got it. So
it's good to be connected in case something happens, or, you know, just to make sure what's going on, because as far as communication, it's going to be down.
Well, and here's the thing. If you've got radio stations you're listening to, and here's the great part of this, is that guess what? If there's a water station, that's going to be out in the media. You're going to need to listen for it. That's how they're going to communicate this stuff. So it's not going to be semaphore and smoke signals. You're going to have to get that information somehow else. Otherwise, you're going to go finding people that have it. So why not be in the know with it? So that's some of the big things. There are so many other things. If you dive into this whole being prepared for an emergency, there's a lot of things to keep in mind, whether it's a earthquake, we don't have tornadoes as much here in the Northwest. They're small events. But if you're listening in the Midwest, you've got stuff like that that could take weeks. But the thing is that with tornadoes, usually they're small areas and it's a small swath, kind of like hurricanes in Florida. That's where mm-hmm. you run into it, or into a peninsula type area where there's one way in, one way out. So those are things that you need to be prepared for.
Also for flooding or something like that as well.
All those things are something that we need to be on top of. Well, hey, I want to talk about there's a big shortage of people out there. I'm going to go into the next segment here. We've got a huge hiring problem in the Northwest and across the country. There are a ton of people out there that are trying to find people to work. For instance, REF Construction, who I work a lot with, they're not an advertiser in the show, but friends of mine, they're trying to find a carpenter, framer. They've got some big projects coming up. They need some help. So if you're a carpenter out there, or framing or finished carpenter, they're looking for people. So get a hold of REF Construction. I've got something up on the Around the House Facebook page. Rose City Electric, another great sponsor of the show. They're looking for electricians. They would love to have you on board if you're an electrician. Western Construction Systems, they're looking for people out there. They would love to hire people for their team. They're growing as well. So there's a ton of great people out there that are hiring for good, well-paying jobs with benefits. Get a hold of these guys because they want to bring you on board. And if you're working a job that maybe you're working too many hours, you're working the 70-hour work weeks, no benefits, you're traveling a lot, this is going to be a good way to go. So think about that. That's going to be the key. If you're wanting a little bit better working relationship out there with your employer, these are all good people, somebody to talk about.
Getting in the trades is never a bad idea.
No, and there's such a huge thing out there. Let's try to see if we can jump out here to... we only have a minute or so here, but let's jump out to William in Longview. Welcome to Around the House. William, you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I need you to turn your radio in the background down a little bit because it's going to mess with you on delay, I promise you.
Okay, hang on.
Well, here's the thing. When we're talking... go ahead, man.
Yeah, I am. I'm turning my radio down right now. Hang on.
All right, we're going to come back to him after the break. We'll talk about that stuff. So, William, sit tight. We're going to stick you on hold for just a minute. But when we come back, we're going to take all your calls at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns. An empty bottle of gin. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. That's the worst thing you want on a Saturday afternoon. Hope everybody else is staying safe out there in the sunshine. Hey, this segment of Around the House is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Is a cracked or crumbling foundation killing your real estate deal? For a free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed, and that's CCB number 94222. Well, hey, we've had William in Longview sticking around here. You might have heard him in hour one. He's calling back in. Welcome back to Around the House.
Eric?
Yes.
Hi. Yeah. You were talking about gas generators.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard this and that person. This is worst case scenario, but with North Korea, Iran, not to mention China and Russia, what do you feel about EMP hardened generators?
You know, to be honest, I haven't looked into them. And I'll be honest, and I'm not sure if there's any kind of a certification out there. But one thing I've learned in products out there, you can just about put anything on them out there, and if it's not regulated. So, and I say that because you can buy automotive parts out there that have DOT-approved stamping on them that come in. And so I'll be honest, I probably wouldn't trust, unless it was a major brand company that said that it was a EMP-hardened mm-hmm. generator.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would just probably try to keep as simple of one as possible. The more electronics, the more little cool things on it, the tougher you are if it's just a simple old generator. You got a pretty good chance you're going to be okay.
And there was one for a couple $100, so I doubt if that's a legitimate one.
Yeah, and you're not going to get much of a generator for a couple $100. You're going to have to put a pretty decent investment into it. That's the thing. So I'd get one simple and just gamble on that, and that's probably the best way to go.
What do you feel about the concept of EMP hardened?
It's an interesting concept. I mean, you're basically, they have to build something that's going to be electronics protected, military grade, you know, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's not a bad idea, but I don't know what it would cost to get to that level of generator and what the risk is with that. You know, I mean, as far as you're going to spend a ton of money on a generator for a super low risk event that's coming up. So that's my deal.
Yeah,
if you got extra, if you got extra money to burn, go ahead. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those guys have a hard time getting stuff out. I would be hard pressed to think that, especially in our area, we're probably a low list target. So, hey, William, thanks for listening to Around the House. That's great. A great topic here we've been talking about. So, we've been talking about you know, hiring people as well and trying to get people into the trades. It's something that, again, we got to keep working on because there are so many kids out there that might not go to college or going to college and not knowing what they want to do. Parents out there, spend some time. If your kids don't know what they're doing, have them learn a good trade out there. There's such a need. We've got hundreds of thousands of open jobs in the Northwest. You can see news stories on every format out there talking about needing people in the trades. There are buildings that are not being built right now because they can't get enough people there. So anyway, that's my little rant on the trades. So I want to dive into our next subject here, which is keeping your home quiet. We have, all of us that have studios and or want to have a studio, start to get kind of into this. But I tell you what, there is nothing more aggravating than your next door neighbor that's loud. Or, you know, maybe they've got that high-performance car that you hear them firing up across the street that wakes you up at 4 o'clock in the morning because they work early. Or maybe you like to listen to tunes loud, and maybe your neighbors are getting mad at you. There are things you can do out there to really reduce that noise. Or if you're doing a remodeling, got a big remodeling project going on out there, man, there are some things you can do to quiet down your home that are fairly cost-effective that will really silence things out. Like we were talking earlier in hour one, if you've got that master bathroom remodel going, wouldn't you want to make that place just dead quiet in there? So anybody sleeping doesn't hear every little thing you're doing. You know, they're brushing their teeth. Oh,
taking a shower.
Oh, I got woke up by the hairdryer again. Or maybe you got that kid down the hall that's playing video games till 3 a.m. You're sick of getting woken up at night. You can do some stuff to fix that. We're going to talk about that the rest of the show here. But 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. ATH@KXL.com if you want to send an email. And of course, we're going to put all this stuff up on Facebook, which is Around the House with Eric G. Like and follow us over there. We want to kind of keep growing that because on Facebook, that's where you stay in touch with us all week long, and we're posting stuff up all week, and I just posted up some stuff on keeping your house quiet, which we're going to dive into right now. Now, there's one thing that is irritating for people out there, and I just posted this up on Around the House with Eric G on Facebook. If you've got that squeaky floor, it is, you don't even tear the carpet up with this. It is designed to sit there. This tool, it will actually let you put a screw down through the carpet without taking the carpet up, and it'll fasten in that squeaky spot on your floor into the floor joist. So you can actually screw through the carpet. It's designed for it.
Wow.
So it is a solution to fixing that problem of having the squeaky floor. You know, you're down in the basement or you're walking across the carpet and you hear that one little special squeak. It'll fix it. So it's called Squeak No More Floor Squeak Repair Kit. So pretty cool. You can get it local here in Portland or online. So Rockler Woodworking and Hardware carries it. So Rockler is always a great place.
Yeah,
always a great place to get stuff. So that's kind of a cool thing. But really, when you're coming down into it, I want to talk a little bit about, you and I were talking about this before the show. There's a great way to dive into this. There's a rating out there for sound. And I don't have the thing in front of me here. I think it's SLC is the number on it, is the rating. This is the rating that you have between talking about how well this product works. So if you're looking at windows and you want to see a rating for what how much sound transmission goes through it or how quiet it's going to be, this is a common system that is measured so you can see, if what I'm going to do is make a difference, you can get insulation that will make it. You could have a music studio. It's what it's designed for, and it will stop it. You could have a horn.
It's nuts. It's nuts. Dead silent.
Dead silent. So there are things you can do for that media room and all those little things that will keep things quiet. And that's what I really like, is that you have a lot of options out there. And we're going to dive into that here in just a second after we come back. But the thing is, you just got to plan your project out like we do every other project. When you get into that, it's one of those things that, okay, do I want to do windows? Do I want to do a window liner? Do I not want to replace that window? Do I want to dive into sheetrock or insulation? Maybe you're doing a remodeling project where really all you're doing is trying to keep the plumbing quiet. Well, maybe you're just going to put, you hate that drain sound through the living room when somebody upstairs flushes the toilet. Well, you can replace that with rock wool, or you can put in cast iron pipe or just insulate around that area. Now you've quieted that wall up. You don't have it coming through. So these are all things you can do on your own. You can do it as part of a remodeling project. And when we come back, I want to talk about really getting into the rock wool material. It is a stone-based, kind of it's a mineral-based insulation. So it's waterproof. It doesn't get hurt with water. It's fireproof. So all of a sudden, you've got a fire connection with that, as well as a really good sound deadening. And that's what I like about the sound deadening part, is it works well here, but as well as it won't have mold growing through it. There's a lot of things you can do with this stuff. And I love that about it, because it's a multi-use product. It's kind of like that fire they had in Portland this week, where you had that duplex and only half of it caught on fire and the firewall kept the rest of it from going. So
can help you save a home.
It can. And if you can contain that to an area, it's not a bad place to go. So that's what I love about having the, you know, when you're getting into this kind of stuff, it's really good with that. So, all right, when we come back, take all your calls, 503-417-9595, just as soon as Around the House returns. This is where we talk home improvement each Saturday. Thanks for joining us. And if it's the first time you're catching us, I want you to join in the conversation. We're talking about soundproofing the house right now, keeping things quiet. But if you've got something else you want to talk about, 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. And man, make sure you take a look at our Facebook page if you're out there. So Facebook page is Around the House with Eric G. And you'll find all the stuff we're talking about right there. Well, we just got one of the funnier emails in now that we're talking about soundproofing. And I'm not one for domestic violence, so I'm not going to give this person's name out. But it does say, how do you soundproof your wife when she snores at 6 a.m.? And then it says, don't read my name on air. LOL. That is a funny one. Somebody snoring? Might get them to the sleep clinic to see if you can figure out if they've got a bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's my advice.
There
see,
we
fix everyone's problems here. And if you want to send an email, ATH@KXL.com, and you might get it shared on air. And I'll respect your wishes.
Of course.
Well, we've been talking about keeping your house quiet. And one of the things is a little bit about sound transmission. Let's just talk about this a little bit geeky, but it's a tool that you can use. As far as sound isolation techniques, STC number is derived from sound, basically values that comes through the wall. So when you're thinking about measuring it, as a great example, and I'm not going to get geeky on this. So an STC rating of 25, normal speech can be understood quite easily and distinctly through a wall. But if you get up to like 45, loud speech not audible, 90% of statistical population not annoyed. Yeah.
So seems like a good
thing. If you're an annoying person, then it might be even worse. But if you get up into the 50 and the 60, like 60 says good soundproofing, most sounds do not disturb neighboring residents. So that's kind of where the legal side of things going. But there's a lot of different geeky statistics to this that make for absolutely horrible radio that we're not going to talk about. But there is a tool, is my point, for measuring this stuff. So when you get into insulation, for instance, like I like there's soundproofing insulation out there. So there's Quiet Rock 510, for instance, or Quiet Rock 545. When you get into Quiet Rock 545, which is that insulation I was talking about earlier, that's soundproof, waterproof, fireproof kind of stuff, it offers high STC ratings up to 80.
Wow.
So you could have the Rock Band playing next door, and you're probably not going to hear anything through it or not enough to annoy you.
Mm-hmm.
that's pretty good. So, hey, I want to talk with John in Portland. Here is calling in. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
I've done a lot of soundproofing, and some of the things I've learned over the years was, you might know this already, not to run plywood full to the ceiling to leave a gap and then use silicone. So, so sound or vibrations don't resonate through the wood. And then also space in between the 2x4s. So you use a 2x6 top and bottom plate,
yep,
and then you stagger the 2x4s.
Yep.
But there's lots of different tricks that you would never believe are true, you know, I mean, as far as like, you know, using screws, not nails. But one of the other things, too, is that I think spray foam is much better than insulation as far as soundproofing, as long as you leave an air gap. That's my experience anyways.
With fiberglass insulation, you're 100% correct. But when you get into this rock wool stuff, it is so much better than even spray foam, because a spray foam is still hard enough that it might transmit a little bit through there. This rock wool stuff, I've played with it at trade shows and stuff where they built a little cave that you walk through, and it is absolutely amazing. So much better. And I've used spray foam on houses before, and this stuff actually outperforms the spray foam.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Another thing, too, that I've learned is to not cut through the wall in which you want to soundproof from. So when we build spa rooms, we will traditionally cut outlet boxes out, but we select what walls we cut them into. So we've learned to put them in the pony walls or put them in other walls that aren't as susceptible to the sound transfer, because the second you cut through that plywood or whatever you're going to use, sheetrock or whatever,
yep,
that's where all the sound comes from.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's sheetrock out there now as well that that have sound deadening properties as well. So you actually install the sheetrock, special sheetrock. Before you do it, they actually have a putty that you put around all the electrical outlets, and then you caulk the with their brand of caulking to help do this, to like what you talked about, to caulk the gap between the floor and the wall and the wall and the ceiling, so that way you don't get that sound transmission through there as well. And that stuff has a pretty good rating just in its own drywall itself. It's a little bit more than regular drywall, of course, and I think a lot of low storage
you get through. Right,
correct, you got to do it right.
Yeah,
so
you're right. Another thing too, what was I going to say, is that sound doesn't always come from where you think, and so it resonates from another place. So if you have a sound system in one room, it vibrates a pipe. That pipe could resonate throughout the building. So the sound is not always where the noise or vibration that is caused by, you know, sound, for example, the sound vibration doesn't always end up where you think it's going to end up. So you got to check into that too, you know.
That's a great tip too, because yeah, it comes through, it'll go through weird stuff. It can go through the wall. That water pipe can be grabbing it, or especially when you're getting into bigger cast iron pipes and stuff like that. If you're getting that, you can get that sound transmission up into the bedroom above without even knowing it.
Yeah, steel to steel that's not properly, I guess, siliconed or bolted in, it really causes problems. We always use, in the rafters, if we do commercial, we use carpet, actually.
Yeah.
We use carpeting, and we just put big strips of carpeting up there. Anything to stop the sound from moving.
That's a great deal, and you won't have to buy all that crazy tape stuff that you've seen out there that's on the market, too, the foam tape to try to deal with that stuff and keep it up on the studs.
Yeah, but very good topic.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. John, appreciate you listening around the house. That's great. Ah, great.
Good call.
Good call, yeah. Hey, by the way, this segment of Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com, and that's CCBD593. But, yeah, there's so many things to soundproofing, and it's a big subject that there's a lot of details through it. I mean, you've got the Quiet Rock Safe and Sound, you know, fire and soundproofing insulation. You've got a Milgard that has its own window line made for being next to railroad tracks or freeways. And this stuff's amazing. I mean, you get great sound transmission for glass even. You know, they've got it designed out to really cut that back. I've had windows like that. You'll be right next to a freeway. You'll crank the window open, and man, you're like, where's that sound coming from? It's like just hitting the control panel and turning the music up as you go, and then you shut it back down again and it's quiet. So there's a lot of good soundproofing that way, as well as there's a company called Indo, INDOW. They make inserts to your windows. So if you've got that crazy neighbor next door, you can actually buy a custom made insert that goes in to your window area, and it goes on the inside, and it's another layer to keep soundproofing in. So it's a nice way to retrofit, especially if you've got maybe a, well, we've kind of got that thing here in the studio where you've got the high-rise building. You've got a way to do that. You've got an interior panel surface in there that's glass or plastic that you can control the sound through that creates that air gap to keep the sound from going through that. So again, that's another good way to do it. But there's a ton of things that you can do in your home to keep things quiet. And just like John was saying, when you get into that, there's a lot of things if you plan ahead what you're trying to do. You know, if it's an exterior wall, you can re-insulate, you know, redo the drywall, put the, you know, and redo that right. And you're going to get a lot of sound transmission stopped on that. Just as like when you're doing a sound studio at home. You know, I've got in my little studio that's my home office, it's a home office area, I've got sound foam on the walls, you know, and that I bought, you can buy it off Amazon. I've got the bass traps in the corner to keep the sound down. That way I can cut commercials for my clients and stuff quickly and not have to drive into the studio every time.
I mean, I even know somebody in radio who literally will just put like blankets up on the side of his walls. Anything to help deaden the noise is at least for us working in radio in order to get the quality we want. But also you can do the same thing if you're recording anything.
I've got that over my, I've got double doors going in there and I've got it where I can do that as well. So I've got a big moving blanket that I can actually put up on the wall and do that. Hey, when we come back, last segment of the show, just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Aaron G. This is where we talk home improvement from noon to two each Saturday. And if you're just joining us, man, you just caught the end of the show. But the good news is you can run over to SoundCloud or iTunes or anywhere else that you actually listen to your podcasts, and you can catch the stuff you missed right there.
Hey, Alexa. Yeah. Play Around the House with Eric G on TuneIn.
You got it. Now that everybody's Alexa's firing off and tuning in right now.
Just doing you a favor.
At least we didn't order you a pizza or something. We could have done that. Well, here's the thing. You know, when you're listening to podcasts, you can catch it anytime. If you're out running around, you only catch part of the show. That's the great thing. And you can jump on it just in a few minutes after the show ends. It'll all be up there. And then we'll talk about it all week long. So check on Facebook, because we're going to have a ton up this week on Facebook. I'm back, and I got a little bit of makeup to do on posting some stuff up. So I got a bunch to put up there this week. So catch on that. And then also, I'll put up my midweek podcast on Wednesday. So you'll hear just a short version of that I put up. It's usually a subject that is a current topic or something we didn't get to in the show. And I'll dive into that for a few minutes and give you something else to listen to in the middle of the week. And if you want to have something that you want to see on one of my More Good Day Oregon segments, or you want to hear us talk about in the show, drop an email to ath@kxl.com. And then after you do that, make sure you go over to Facebook and like us, because Around the House with Eric G, you can catch us all right there.
We're getting so close to 1,500 followers.
I know. Let's see if we can do that this week, guys. Let's see if we can get share it to your friends and family and everything else out there. So we've been talking. I just want to dive in, kind of put a nice bow around this subject here about sound deadening and keeping things quiet. You can do a lot with plumbing. Sometimes you'll get the banging pipes in the house. You can fix that. Just as you'll hear lots of weird noises in the night. It could be an air conditioning system. So it could be some weird noises. Sometimes those things are telling you of problems in your house that you're just not aware of yet. So it's just like, I'm going to throw a reminder out to everybody right now. When was the last time that you tested and checked your washing machine hoses? What do they look like? Don't know. Shrugging your shoulders, going, uh-oh. That is one of the biggest causes of water damage in your home.
Eric's over here calling me out.
Yep, I am. It's one of those things you got to watch out for, because I tell you what, all it takes is for you to run on vacation for a couple days. I have seen homes firsthand that I've been called on to take a look at. One of them was a three-story home. People went to Europe for 2 weeks. This water ran for 2 weeks. Ooh. And cascaded down through the entire structure.
Was it on the third floor?
It was on the third floor where the master suite was. Ran all the way down until it filled up the basement so much that it blew out the sliding glass doors like a fish tank and emptied it all out into the street. So they had a basement that was about 6 or 7 feet high of water. And it stuck in there until the doors failed. And
can you imagine getting a call from your neighbor while you're on vacation?
Oh, yeah. All over. It's just like having a hose running inside your home. You know, it's that simple. Wow. So again, little maintenance things can make, you know, water hammer can be a problem. It can cause things like that that are already failing to fail. So you could have a lot of things like that. HVAC system out there banging, call something like Pyramid Heating and Cooling. I'm going to take a look at it. If it's making weird noises, probably something going wrong. So something to think about. As well as plumbing stuff, you can actually really quiet that plumbing down by doing some insulating, making sure you've got water hammer under control. They make things for that, you know, diagnose it. A lot of times you'll have a dishwasher or a washing machine that has a on-off valve that's electrical. So it's, you know, water's running full speed, bam. Well, you think about that water is traveling at whatever speed that you've got going, and somebody slams the door on it. So it makes a little bit of a rattle noise sometime, especially with washing machine, because you got a big hose going versus a small one with a dishwasher. Those things will make noise and transfer through the house. If, you know, doing media rooms, insulating, I love insulating bedrooms, especially, man, can you imagine if you insulated a bedroom with fireproof materials? Might buy a little extra time in the house, you know? And I talked to Rosemary Reynolds here at this week for an interview. We were talking about, you know, a fire in a home. So just a little bit goes a long way as far as fire prevention goes.
Well, and stuff like that is when you're remodeling, like, why not nip it in the bud? You're there doing it. Why not get something in there that'll help deaden it out or even protect your home?
Exactly. Exactly. Should we dive into the next subject?
We don't have a whole lot of time left.
I know it. Well, that's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to executive producer Dane Vodder for making the show sound great. Steve Moffin around the Communications Center and Jeff Thomas keeping us track and on the air. Most of all, though, I want to thank you for listening. Want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for remodeling, and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.